Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Blender blinked, and here we have. Hey guys, it's another Blinkers Saturday. Hope you've all had a good week and that you're chilled for this Saturday morning's somewhat deranged podcast. As you know, over the next few minutes, I'll delve into various reviews, comments about everything Blinda Blinked, Rocky Flintstone and MDWAP, and doing so, giving you some of my own views on what's been said, the inside track, you might call it, or in some cases, not. Okay, we'll look at books, merch, some emails, podcast reviews, and of course, the latest of your incisive Reddit comments, not forgetting my poop of the week and the blinker of the week. And this week is a very interesting blinker of the week. Please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top where you're concerned. Just email me. Okay, let's start with Twitter, now known as X. Mac Ivan. He's replying to Fairy Historian and Dado de Porno. It's only fully sinking in now, years later, that I pulled a Flintstone Rocky and mixed up my phrases. I heard Teflon Throne, and because of the gentleman woof, assumed Rocky meant Porcelain Throne. Yikes. Yikes indeed, McIvan. I hope you weren't going to drop off the Browns at the Super Bowl. Now, that's a reference to a Reddit theme of a few weeks ago, and one I thoroughly use all the time now. I love it so much. Very good. But, to be honest, there's not really too much difference between porcelain and Teflon. They're both shiny. Speaking of Reddit, here's what's been on Reddit. And the theme I've picked this week is the Trioxybrillo range discussion, and that's been put together by Either Disaster. Now, I'm not going to answer any of the questions in this theme because they are so technologically orientated and I'm just a poor author with ideas. Let's have the physics people, probably a better word, deal with all these queries. So if you're out there and you are, get back to me. Thank you. Okay. So, Either Disaster start off by saying, right, so I've recently been re-listening to the podcast and I realised just how truly groundbreaking this proposed technology really would be if it existed. And if it existed beyond the realm of pots and pans. It can't, in theory, exist due to the law of conservation of energy, right? And thermodynamics, etc. Could it exist if a chemical reaction of some sort could generate enough heat when water is placed in it that it boils the water, especially in 3 seconds flat? If so, would it also heat up like that when oil is poured in? Some vegetables, chicken, coconut milk? How would you regulate the temperature on it? And will it get hot if you stick your hand in suddenly? You'd have to warn both children and adults alike of its dangers. And what if you were then done cooking and needed to wash it? Would water just boil again and you'd have to scrub it with a sponge with a handle? Would it be dishwasher safe? How long would the water stay hot for once it's been boiled anyway? Could you reheat things in this pan? Would it burn everything? How the fuck does it manage to boil water in literally 3 capital letters seconds as well? And in capital letters, the line is called the Trioxybrillo range. So what else exists in this line? A massive pot and a frying pan? A non-stick tin wok? I know these questions are irrelevant, but I'm really fascinated by this marvel of the mind of Rocky and would love to have a discussion on it. Edit to add in capital letters. Additional question. With such revolutionary technology being utilised, how absolutely mind-meltingly expensive, in capital letters, would this range be? Okay, a few all the time jumps in and says, somebody dodged the genius at his Professor Slintz. He was too pure for this world. Either disaster responds by saying, an absolute ledge deserves the Nobel Prize. Torpedo BTN says, Nobel End Prize. Very good, very good. Zanadizan. Welcome back, Zanadizan. Big R.I.P. At least he died happy by vagifint fixation. What a word that one is, Zanadi. Where'd you get that from? Vagifixation. Vagfixation. God help me. Anyway, let's keep going. Commander Spice. Hi again. I had to get a PhD just to operate the Crynamore knife, so your league's out of my depth, but I love the enthusiasm. Either disaster comes back and says, oh my God, how did I ever forget about the Crynamore knife? Such mastery. Lopping Wolf adds, my real question was, what if you wanted to use it on a humid day? I assume the pan is reacting to the water itself and jumping immediately to 100 degrees centigrade, 212 Fahrenheit. Well, how humid does it have to be? A.K.A. how much water in the air before the pan just starts reacting? Or do you store it in a special sleeve to keep the air from touching it? Also, as far as range, I had just imagined a few different sized standard pans. But honestly, now that we're talking about it, this technology is most useful in a kettle. Either disaster comes back. That's an amazing question. Really didn't think about that. I did wonder about taking it while camping and having some rainwater get in for some reason. Laughing face. Imagine needing to store your pots and pans in a freaking vacuum to avoid them boiling the humidity. Great point, though. Like, will it boil 1 milliliter of water, or only something like 100 milliliters and up? And how much is too much water? And would it take longer to boil more water in the pot? It would definitely be amazing in a kettle. Beyond cookware, it could work for water purification as well, I imagine. And we'll get on to that very shortly. Rob W. 1977 adds, if it was used in the kettle, how would you switch it off? You'd have to empty it out 3 seconds after filling it and then dry it completely. Otherwise, it would keep boiling. But wouldn't it boil it all off so it would stop, Rob? I'm just speculating here, mate. It would need a drying attachment. Laughing out loud. Either disaster replies, you'd need to boil water as and when you need it and then empty the water out, I imagine. Maybe it can be self-drying by just boiling every last molecule of water left on its surface. Yes, either disaster, that is exactly what I thought. Zanadizan comes back and says, how absolutely mind-meltingly expensive would this range be? Always practical is our Zanadizan. In Sir James Godwin's voice, she adds, billions. Either disaster comes back and says even more than the $1 billion Belinda thinks she looks in the Duchess's riding gear. A stunned DB44 adds, I love the idea that Steele's patented the technology for frying pans, when it could provide basically free energy and clean water to the world. No wonder Bish is after it. Either disaster replies, the entire company needs to think beyond your soup, as Alice once said. Razagi, welcome. It's probably just super radioactive. Laughing out loud. Either disaster finishes off by saying, how so? Curious to know how and why it might be that way. And that's where we leave it, in the hands of the boffins. Quite rightly so. But aren't Steele's a set of dicks? The fact that he can't realise that this could be making energy for the world, never mind frying a little egg on a pan somewhere. Okay, let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. And first of all, we've got Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. 5 stars from Mickey Norton. More, please. Rocky has the voice, but not quite the imagination, of an angel. Thank you, Mickey Morton. And we'll pop across now to GB, where we get a 1 star from Charlton Gregg. Or is it Greg Charlton? We'll never know. Contrived and childish. This podcast is contrived and very childish, but worse, it's not at all funny. Okay, let's move along to the US. 5 stars, JB 10 million. I listen every year. I listen the full run every year around Christmas, so I've heard it many times. I still have no idea what is going on in the plot at any point ever. I love these three, and Belinda, and the Glee team, and Turkey, and Friends, and Chardonnay, etc. Perhaps Rocky? Just asking. Let's shoot across now to Australia. 5 stars from UJJGLE. Impossible to pronounce this one. Xmas S6. Well worth the wait. Why can't there be more of these? Thanks for the actual LOLs. Big Fat Mama is beyond amazing. Rocky, you give me joy. Yes, Dana Gillespie, the singer of Big Fat Mama, is wonderful, and I am pleased I give you joy. Well, the guys give you joy, really, don't they?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay, here's some emails. The subject is Belinda blinked in Senegal. Now, this is somewhere in Africa. Dear Team Porno, my name is Chris, and I'm a health volunteer in the United States Peace Corps, serving in Senegal, West Africa. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Peace Corps, but it is a government agency that sends Americans abroad to serve in developing communities for 2 years. We learn their language and live in their homes, working to assist development in health, agriculture, and economy. It's a great experience, but needless to say, it is also incredibly stressful and isolating. To pass the time, especially in the long, uncomfortable bus trips through Senegal, many of us listen to podcasts, stocking up on them when we go into the city to get access to Wi-Fi. I was told by a good friend that I absolutely needed to check out My Dad Wrote a Porno, and I can say without any irony that it has changed my life. listening to Belinda's ordeal at the tombola while doing all my laundry by hand, chuckling about Helga in her hovel while sweating through the intense midday heat, and hiding my face with a scarf while in a cramped public transportation van trying to stifle my giggling at the appalling episode with Jim Sterling and his monster prick, while all the nice Sengalese ladies in the car stare at the weird white guy laughing to himself in the window seat as if something is wrong with him. Peace Corps service can be incredibly challenging and discouraging at times, seeing all the needs the Sengalese have that go unfulfilled and the rigid gender norms that prevent women from attaining education or careers. It is nice to hear a story about a confident woman excelling in business for a change. She's going about it all wrong, of course, but I guess you have to admire her for her determination. Your recounting of Rocky's tale brings us some much-needed lightness and laughter, and we can't thank you enough for bringing it to us. Enjoy your tour of the live shows, and we look forward to hearing the next season. Much love from Senegal, Chris, United States Peace Corps. Thank you, Chris. That was a really lovely email, and I know myself and the guys were really pleased to receive that, albeit a couple of years ago. But I thought I'd bring it back up because it's worth repeating. It never goes out of date, this stuff. Right, what about my Amazon reviews? Something I can forget about. Well, okay, here's BB Belinda Blinked 6A, the MI6 Spanish Mission, from Craig, spelt with a K. 5 out of 5 stars. The man is a genius. He's done it again. And this was reviewed in Australia. Nothing gets my motor going like erotica, espionage, and automotive mechanics. And Rocky has delivered in spades. With more blinking than the previous 6 books, verification required there, Rocky has managed to pen another hit with all the favourite unimportant side characters back for another Belinda adventure. Sadly, no Ian Snail. This book is a page-turner. A must-add to your bookshelf or coffee table for a great conversation piece. Buy today. You won't be disappointed. Thank you, Craig. Okay, let's look at Etsy and see what's happening with my merch. 5 stars for the poster of Chardonnay, Turkey Sandwich, and Sam the Youngish Man. Listing review by Silas. Amazing. The man, the myth, and the legend. I got this as a birthday gift for my friend, and Rocky included a poster for me as well. Shipping was fine from the UK to the US. Now I'm going to watch a soccer game and get some Italian food. It wouldn't be the cranky Silas. Just asking. Finally, some press comments. And here's a very timely article called 5 Snacks to Tide You Over When You're Craving the Taste of Cum. And this is from Living Magazine by Eva Victor. Despite your best efforts to stay full throughout the day, sometimes you do get hungry for cum. Every woman ever has loved and still loves the taste of cum. Sometimes your cravings for cum get intense, but don't worry, load lovers. Here are 5 snacks to tide you over when you're desperately craving the scrumptious taste of dickhole excretions. A handful of pistachios. These fan-favourite nuts are flavourful, filling, and the best of all will curb your insatiable craving for some afternoon delight. The activity of de-shelling your pistachios will keep you busy until you can lock down some more of those tasty spermies. Apple with peanut butter. Even though your mid-morning snack usually consists of all that yummy cum, give an apple with peanut butter a try. It may not be as fresh as your dude's stuff, but this other protein-packed snack will give you the energy you need to get through the work day. That is, until you can munch on some more penis drool. Bagel chips. Cut a bagel in half and bake each side in the oven for 10 minutes at 325 Fahrenheit. Make sure you stand right in front of the oven while you're baking and focus all your energy on the bagel. It will stop you from running outside and screaming, "I need ejaculate," while pointing at your hungry, hungry mouth. Pomegranate seeds, my favourite, guys. This snack is for those of you who have to get through a whole day without swallowing splooge. Slice a pomegranate in half and eat the seeds out with a toothpick one by one. This snack will take you probably all day to finish. Your pomegranate distraction will keep you going until you can finally get your mouth on nature's other better cock nectar. So, that's it, dear cumsuckers. Just as well, it's very close to April the 1st. As you can see, it's been another interesting few days. So let's pick Rocky's poop of the week. Charlton Gregg from the UK quoting, "But worse, it's not at all funny." As John McEnroe would say, "You cannot be serious." And now, the blinker of the week, who is Eva Victor from Living Magazine, and the reason why? For her stupendous article on cummy foods, Just Lickin'. Well done, and please contact me, Eva, for your birthday recording, sending best wishes from myself. Okay, that's all today for myself at Rocky's Pavilion. Please feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter or X at flintstonerocky, or on Reddit at Rocky Unleashed, or my dad wrote a porno, all one word, or my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion. And today, we're playing out with another great piece of music from Spoke, Fuck Me Ken. So, ciao, until next time.
Toilet in the corner. He leaves me to get clean in his moldy, moldy shower. I hear a beep, I take a look up, and I'm staring at a camera. And I'm thinking, fuck me, Ken, just fuck me. I need it so, so badly. And I've been a good girl all day. That's why I've been teaching. Dripping wet from my shower. Sorry, Belinda, I don't have a towel. Can I dry you with this paper?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable.
That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.